I consider everything as a loss because of the supreme good of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. What a wonderful statement that St. Paul makes at the beginning of our second reading. We're in chapter 3 of Philippians, and verse 8. In the verses just before this, he had been kind of giving his credentials about who he is as far as his birth and who he has studied under and being a good Jew, all the things that in some people's eyes gave him a high status, gave him credentials, believability. But he said, all that is nothing. For the sake of Jesus Christ, I accept the loss of all things. Take it all away. Because of Jesus, take it all away. I consider them so much rubbish. He doesn't use the word rubbish in the original language. It's much more graphic. They kind of sanitized it for us. But we can imagine natural fertilizer is what he would have said in the original language. Have you gotten to that point yet? That everything in your life is no better than natural fertilizer? Your degrees, your job, your corner office, your vehicle, your house, the gated community, your golf club membership, the pictures on the wall, your second home somewhere, your boat, your kids who are perfect in sports and in education. Have you gotten to the point where none of that really matters? That's what St. Paul got. And at the verses that follow us, he says, imitate me. Imitate what you've seen in us, the early church, because this is where it all is. This is the something new that Isaiah prophesied in the first reading. Behold, I am making something new. Do you not yet perceive it? How has your Lent been? Are you closer to that now than you were when we started on Ash Wednesday? When the prophet Joel, who we just heard reminding us in that verse before the gospel, the prophet Joel reminds us that the Lord's calling out to return to us with our whole heart, to rip open our hearts and let his mercy in and convert us, to change everything. I have not yet attained perfect maturity. And you read the greater context of this chapter, it's almost as though he's writing about some people who have claiming to reach that advanced maturity. They've done all the right things. They're coasting in life. But here is this man who was one of the most learned of rabbis, most zealous for the faith, encountered Jesus Christ, and his entire life was wrecked. And then properly ordered to the things as it should be. I continue my pursuit. I have not yet attained it, he said. How many of us think that we're already there? And that all this talk about conversion and continued discipleship is nonsense, and it's for the young people. It's for those who don't yet know Jesus. It's those who've left the faith, those who are in mortal sin on a regular basis. St. Paul, the king of the apostles, he had not yet possessed it. He had not yet stopped pursuing. He was keeping his eyes on what lay ahead. Everything around him is rubbish. The season of Lent is meant to do just that for us, to help us realize that this is all just dust. And without Jesus Christ, it means absolutely nothing. And for many of us, it actually might be a death sentence as we seek to attain more goods and get more titles and get more earthly prominence and forsake the knowledge of Jesus Christ, because that's just for them. I don't need it. I know my catechism. I went to school. I went to Catholic school. I went to Catholic college. I'm good. This is meant to be a little disruptive in our life this evening. And it's not necessarily a judgment on anyone. I can't read your hearts. But St. Paul is provoking us. Because when we look at the story of the gospel, this poor woman, I mean, you could do a deep study on how they found out she was committing adultery and where's the man? Both of them were doomed for death according to the law. How come only the woman was brought forward? And how did they even know it was happening? It was early in the morning or the middle of the day? And there's a lot there. But they chose to publicly humiliate her. Why? Not to correct her, not because it was such an affront against God and God's law. They did it to test Jesus. These men were caught up in their posture, their position in the church, we can say. They've been doing the right thing all these years. Who is this new guy coming in, changing things? Let's set a trap for him. Well, either he will tell us to kill this woman, or he'll reject the covenant of Moses. But they chose, these men who brought this woman, they chose the sin that we call detraction, making public her sins, with the effect of diminishing her good name, diminishing her reputation. Have we ever done that? Let's think about this past week. How many conversations have we had about the slap? How many memes have we traded? How many stories have we told? And we live in an age today where sharing people's faults for a laugh, to be one up on someone, is common. Conversation with some young people about this, they thought it was funny that what happened this past week with the awards show. Have we lost what St. Paul found? This unsurpassing knowledge of Jesus Christ. That to live a life in conformity with him and his will, nothing else matters. To encounter the mercy of the Father, as St. Paul did on the road to Damascus, and as each one of us does when we go to confession. Just Thursday morning, I'll have a chance to go. It's the most beautiful thing. I told you on my little find out about Father David form out there in the narthex. My favorite sacrament is confession on both sides of the screen. To be able to be Jesus, to say, go and sin no more, your sins are forgiven. And to have a priest tell me those words. Is there anything better? Is there anything better than to live in this truth and the knowledge of the mercy of Jesus Christ? The thing that motivated Paul to do all things and to count everything else as nothing. As we finish this race of Lent and enter into the most holy of weeks, which begins next Sunday or Saturday evening, are we really prepared to walk those last steps with Jesus? Has this season of Lent been beneficial to us? Have we gone to confession? Have we heard those saving words of absolution, those empowering words of mercy? Or are we caught up still in the nonsense of this world, stacking up acclamations and accolades, accreditations and whatever else? We're so busy looking at other people's sins and getting a joke on someone else's behalf, trying to set traps for people because they're not quite as good as they think they are. I mean, there's layers and layers of the readings today that you can spend this whole next week going back and asking the Holy Spirit, where is he moving your heart? Where have you not yet surrendered? The first reading reminds us that God is doing something new. I hope that we all can realize that in our parish, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, is doing something new. Lives are being changed. Families are being healed. Something new is happening here because so many of you, so many of us are saying no to the things of this world and striving forward for the unsurpassing knowledge of the love of Jesus Christ. We continue this pursuit in these last 2 weeks of Lent. And we continue this pursuit all the way to heaven, whenever that day may be. This world is passing away. It is dust. It is rubbish. It's natural fertilizer. Nothing compares to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Let's pray that we all come to that deeper knowledge.